Thanks so much for joining us here on this Saturday morning as we get a chance to talk sports on another edition of the Coach's Corner. For this segment, we're going to recap the Zionsville Eagles boys basketball season. They bowed out of the tournament back on Tuesday evening, falling to Noblesville. The final was 67-49. To talk about not just about that game, but the season as a whole, is Eagles head coach J.R. Howell. J.R., welcome back to the Coach's Corner.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Scott. I appreciate it.
Well, it's good to have you with us here. A chance to recap the season for you and the guys. And let's go ahead and start quickly and kind of recap that game with Noblesville. I want to go back, first of all, to when you saw them back on January 12th, a game that was very close. They were able to get you by a final score of 62-59. From that game, what changed from January 12th to the contest you faced against them back on Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, a lot of it or a big part of it is just the atmosphere and, you know, what was at stake for the game Tuesday night. You know, first round of sectionals, you always have some nerves, and with a young team, you never know how that's going to play out. But I thought we did a pretty good job early on in the first quarter, and, you know, we kind of weathered the storm of the start of the first quarter of sectionals. You know, second quarter kind of hurt us with some turnovers and missed shots. But, you know, when you look back at the first game, you know, I thought we defended them pretty well. Kind of we executed the game plan for the most part. And, you know, we still ended up getting down 15 that first time we played them in the fourth quarter. But we were able to claw back and make a little run at the end. And just fell a little short, but you know the biggest difference, you know, I think was just the atmosphere and kind of what was at stake. But also, you know, we just didn't shoot the ball very well. They took away a lot of things that we did well the first time we played them. And to their credit, they executed their defensive game plan very well.
Again, we're talking with J.R. Howell here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We're talking how the game began. It was just a two-point difference. Noblesville led 15-13, and that was a lot of that was because of your outside shooting. You had three guys hit threes. Drew Snively, he got off to a great start for you. Had a couple buckets in that first quarter. So offensively, you were able to stay close in that first quarter, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a sloppy first quarter. They missed some good looks, and you know, we had a couple turnovers, but, you know, we did get some good things done offensively. You know, they had some breakdowns, and we were able to take advantage of it. But, you know, you can kind of see what they did in the first quarter was a continuation throughout the game. I mean, got a lot of points in the paint against us, something that we you know, tried to defend that area very well, but you know, they didn't shoot it very well from outside, and especially in the first half, but they really kind of pounded it and took it to us in the paint.
One of the key differences was the play of Aaron Fine. He had 5 points in the first half. That was all coming in the second quarter, and he was backed up by Hunter Walston, who I had him, I believe, with 7 points in the first half as well. Those two really kind of got going and got the Millers going in the right direction in that second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, those two guys have been playing at the varsity level for at least 2 years, maybe even three, and, you know, they kind of showed that their experience there from the second quarter on. You know, some of the younger players they play really picked up. You know, they got off to a really good start, and then those seniors just kind of led them to the finish line. And you know, when you play against players that are like that and experienced and have been to a lot of been through a lot of big games, you know, they were able to kind of battle through that first quarter and really kind of took over the last three.
Again, we're talking with J.R. Howell here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. What did they do defensively against McGuire?
You know, they hounded him pretty hard. You know, they tried to make all catches difficult, and they did a great job of that. They didn't really give him any space off the ball. And then when he had angles to get to the paint, they did a really good job of sending two to three guys onto him, especially at the rim, and made his shots you know, have to change the trajectory of his shots, or you know, kind of just change what he was going to do at the last minute. And you know, they did a great job. They took away you know, those opportunities at the rim that we really hurt him the first time we played him. You know, they took that away. And you know, when you don't shoot it well from outside, and then you take away drives to the basket or easy finishes at the rim, you know, you're in an uphill battle, and that's kind of how it was all night between Drew McGuire's didn't have those easy buckets at the rim like they did the first time.
And a little bit of foul trouble kind of hindered you a little bit as well, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. You know, it's something we've kind of battled all year with you know, we don't have a long bench, and, you know, getting foul trouble. Luke picked up a couple quick ones, and, you know, that hurts our offense when he's not in. And, you know, that kind of aided to the second quarter where they outscored us and outplayed us there. Was a lot of had to do with him being on the bench, and you know, we just didn't pick up the slack with his production while he was out. So, you know, you hope that in those situations, you know, throughout the course of the season and the teams that we've played, that we can get some help from others. And you know, unfortunately, the ball just didn't bounce our way on a few shots, and some loose balls didn't go our way, and you know, it's one of those things that's part of the game, and hopefully we can, you know, the guys that played and that were in the environment can learn from it and grow from it and be better for the next go-around.
Tell me about Drew Snively's play.
Yeah, I mean, he's a solid player. I mean, having he and McGuire in our backcourt, you know, really helped us all year. I mean, Drew did a great job Tuesday night. You know, he knocked down the three early, got a couple buckets at the rim through post-ups and you know, he was never really rattled by the environment, which was great to see. You know, he let the game come to him, didn't really force much, and did a great job of dictating those things. And you know, when you're getting hounded like he and McGuire were, it can get frustrating as a player. But I thought they did a pretty good job of keeping their cool and you know, being able to get some good things for us. But unfortunately, it just wasn't enough.
Again, we're talking here with J.R. Howell in this segment of the Coach's Corner. Taking a look here, do you have two seniors on your roster this year, J.R.?
Yeah, we had three.
You had three, okay.
We had three, yep.
Well, tell me.
Luke Reisner was a great player for us this year. He's kind of just been working his way up with the freshman team and the JV team, and got some minutes last season behind Rehart, but was really... This was his first year of full-time varsity play, and you know, he was a key to our offense, and you know, he did a great job for the role he was in, and you know, he really helped us with a lot of games, and led our team in assists. You know, he was kind of our point guard, so to speak, once we got the ball across half court. Tyler Neal was a senior as well, and kind of the same situation where he started with the freshman team and just kind of worked his way up and stuck with it. And, you know, he came in and worked hard, and he was definitely a guy that was liked in the locker room, and, you know, didn't get a lot of playing time this year, but did a great job of just keeping the locker room intact and, you know, brought a lot of energy every day in practice. And, you know, that's what his role was, and he shined in that. And then L.J. Killinger was another senior in the same situation, you know, kind of worked his way up from the freshman squad all the way up through his 4 years. And actually, you know, he tore his ACL midway through the season last year. And, you know, the way he battled through that injury and the rehab and, you know, being able to start for us a couple games and play some minutes here and there throughout the season, you know, just tells you a lot about the kid and how important basketball and being a part of the team and doing whatever he could to get on the floor for his senior year. And, you know, he did a great job. And, you know, I'm proud of all three of the seniors. I mean, they're the epitome of a team player. They stuck through it. They battled through adversity. And, you know, they just proud of the fact that they stuck through the 4 years and, you know, really added some value to our team this year.
Again, we're spending time here with J.R. Howell, head coach at Zionsville High School. Eagles bowing out of the state tournament, falling to Noblesville on Tuesday night, 67-49. You had a relatively young team. You're going to have a much more experienced team coming into next year's season. What are your hopes for the young men as they begin to think to next year, J.R.?
Yeah, I mean, just like any coach, you know, we want the kids to grow and to be better basketball players and better people in general. And you know, our coaching staff will come up with a plan to get these guys in the gym once we're allowed, and you know, really just work on the areas that we saw this year where were deficiencies for us. And you know, hopefully those kids come in and work hard, which I know they will. But hopefully they can come in and be able to pick up some roles that, you know, we're going to miss for next year, and, you know, be able to be an impact to our program going forward. So, you know, hopefully a lot of competition in the off season, and you know, June's a big month for us. So hopefully we can see kind of what we have and kind of start putting into place, you know, what we're trying to do for next season. And like I said, just getting these guys in the gym and getting them to understand what we're about and what we're trying to accomplish, and you know, kind of see where that goes. So, you know, it's a matter of guys getting in and working and competing and getting after it. You know, with you know, Drew McGuire as the main guys coming back, and Jackson Tilker, those three have been starters for the last 2 years. So, you know, with that experience and you know, getting people under their wings to come in and fulfill some roles and be an impact for next season. So hopefully all that can happen. You know, it's a coach's wish that those things occur. And, you know, at the end of the day, we just got to make sure that those guys, you know, we hold them accountable and they get in there and work hard.
We've been joined here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, talking Zionsville Eagle basketball with their head coach, J.R. Howell. Again, Eagles falling out of this year's state tournament, but I know Coach Howell and the guys will be ready to go again when they toss it up November of next year. J.R., thanks so much for your time, and you always provide a great commentary, and of course, you always provide a good talent when you get a chance to see the Eagles play. So thanks again for a good year.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Scott. Thanks for all your support and having me on. You know, it's nice to be able to talk about these guys, and they put in all the work, and, you know, it's nice for me to be able to have a platform where I can, you know, give them some love and let everybody know, well, you know, what kind of players we have and what kind of kids we have here at Zionsville. And you know, we hope to put something a good product on the floor every time we go out there, and, you know, hopefully we can be a little bit better next year.
Once again, J.R. Howell from Zionsville High School joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. All right, a break, and we'll be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.